But because they had stayed awake, they saw his glory. Amen. Sometimes in this life, things happen that we just didn't see coming. What if I ended the sermon right there? It's been a tough week, y'all. Sometimes things happen that we just didn't see coming. So amen. But it is true. We go along in our lives. We make plans. We have dreams, we build things, and then bam, something happens that we just didn't see coming. If we have learned anything from these past 5, 7 to how many years has it been now? But if we have learned anything in these however many years it has been since March 2019, it is indeed this. Sometimes things happen that we just didn't see coming. And we cannot control that fact. No matter how smart we are, no matter how good we are, no matter how much we plan or coordinate or save, sometimes we just don't see it coming. And we have learned that while we cannot control the things that happen, we can control how we respond. Raise your hand if you are one of those thousands of people who have watched the many videos of so-called fainting goats. Come on, be honest.
Yep.
If you are not one of those people, I recommend Googling it. Not now. After church. And if you have a child in your life, please share this moment with them because it often provokes deep belly laughs from children, and children belly laughing is healing. So these so-called fainting goats first emerged into the goat population in the 1800s in Tennessee. So as a Tennessee girl, and a person who loves goats and who loves to laugh, these odd little animals are among my favorites of all of God's crazy creations. So when something unexpected happens, something that they just didn't see coming, when that happens to these particular goats, their muscles freeze and stiffen and they simply fall right over. They aren't actually fainting, but their brains just send a signal to their muscles to freeze, and then bam, they fall over. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt them, of course, unless they're up really high, but that's an awful thought. And it only lasts 5 to 20 seconds, just long enough for someone to capture that moment and put it on the internet. Their response to something happening that they didn't see coming is instructional for us human animals, because frankly, freezing and falling over is not a great response to unexpected things happening. Being rendered helpless doesn't actually help us at all. One would think that a response like this that has remained in an animal population for hundreds of years would naturally be an adaptive thing, meaning that the emergence of this response would increase their capacity to survive. But not all adaptations are positive adaptations. Some are actually quite destructive in the end, even if somehow we manage to survive. Today in our gospel, Jesus takes Peter, John, and James up to the mountaintop to pray. Why? Because Jesus has seen what's coming, and he wants to prepare his disciples with prayer, with time away from the crowds. What Jesus didn't see coming, perhaps, was what happened next. As Jesus is praying, he begins to shine. Dazzling light comes from him, and suddenly he is surrounded by the ancestors. Moses, Elijah, materialize right there on top of the mountain next to Jesus, while Peter and John and James look on in amazement. Can you even imagine something so profoundly unexpected? Who could see that coming? And so Peter, much like the fainting goat, freezes, stiffens, and falls over, bam, just like that. He goes into an adaptive default human response when something happens that we didn't see coming. He starts talking. Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Can you even imagine what Peter, James, and John felt at that moment on the mountaintop? First, they must have felt very special to have been chosen out of all of the disciples to go and pray with Jesus, to be the disciple he seeks to prepare, to share with them what Jesus knows is coming. This must have elicited in them a sense of importance, value. It must have been very validating. There on the mountaintop, they are the ones who get to witness this very unexpected event, the prophets coming together and God speaking through a cloud just for them to hear. Truly, sometimes things happen that we just didn't see coming. In our scripture, after Peter responds by suggesting that they build three new dwelling places, it says, not knowing what he said. Peter has spoken without thinking first. How many times have you spoken without thinking through what you are saying? How many of you, when something happens that you didn't see coming, just start talking? And yet, anything I have said in the face of the unexpected that has been positively adaptive for my community has been made not by me alone, but in and through connection and relationship. Peter, here with James and John and Jesus, speaks before thinking and speaks before listening or consulting those on the mountaintop with him. In this scripture, we see Peter forgetting that he is in the presence of the Holy, forgetting that he is deeply connected to those that he is in relationship with, and then Peter simply defaults to his first instinct and goes rogue, bam, fainting goat, stiffening and falling over. While Peter is reacting in this human way, God intercedes. It says, a great cloud overshadowed them and said, this is my beloved, my chosen one. Listen to him. Listen. W-A-I-T. Wait. Lori, in our Women Walking the Way and Bible study gatherings, has shared this acronym with us before. W-A-I-T. Why am I talking? And it always makes people laugh out loud because it is so true for most of us anyway. Sometimes in the face of something that we didn't see coming, our human adaptive response is to just start talking. Like fainting goats, we have this adaptive response of talking that, in fact, does not build our capacity to thrive, but simply fills the void of our unknowing. These past few years have been challenging, in case anybody hasn't noticed. We have heard a lot of ideas about how to respond, how to adapt. There are a lot of people talking. And now there is a war. Let me be clear here, there has been war all over the world for many years, but this war will have a greater impact on the U.S., on us, because of our economic relationships, Did we see that coming? This is the last week of Epiphany Tide. This Wednesday, we enter into our journey of Lent. Lent is a time for reflection, for stillness, a time to discern. Lent is a time set apart for prayer and fasting. It's been typical to fast from a thing, alcohol and sugar being the most popular responses to our call to fast. But what I hear in our scripture today, this last Sunday before Lent, is this. The most crucial thing we can fast from in our journey is our initial habitual adaptive response in life when things happen that we didn't see coming. Wait. When Jesus takes us to the mountaintop to pray, when Jesus chooses to tell us or our community something about ourselves or our world, when we hear something unexpected, what if we just for a moment wait? Fast from speaking, fast from building, fast from our initial habitual response, and rather choose to listen deeply to God and to one another. We all know what happens at the end of the journey of Lent. We as Christians have been practicing this Lenten journey for over 1,700 years, so I think it is true to say we all know what is coming. Jesus is killed by the empire state that he has threatened by speaking truth to power, by subverting the status quo, by not giving in to fear, but rather loving. I think it is fair to say we all know what is coming. I also think it is fair to say we know that empire, that which builds things in order to hoard resources and power, has killed many, many more people since the time of Jesus. I think it is fair to say we know that wars between empires are dangerous and that people die. I think it is fair to say we know what is coming. The question for us to consider now is how will we respond? Wait. And a great cloud overshadowed them, and God said, "Listen." What voices do we need to listen to at this time? What community is around us that we desperately need to hear right now? Who should we be consulting, connecting with, organizing with, and praying with? What is God saying to us that we are meant to listen deeply to? Listening is not a passive stance. Listening takes deep courage and full attention. To listen well, we must not shut down, fainting like little goats, but we must also not rush to habitual action to fill in the gap of the unknown. When the three disciples went to the mountaintop with Jesus, they saw something very unexpected. They saw Jesus in his full divinity, shining light all around them. They heard God's voice and the prophets of old. How did they witness this unexpected event? Because it says in our scripture today, they had stayed awake, so they saw his glory. We cannot listen if we are asleep. And we cannot act in a positive, adaptive way if we do not listen. Look, friends, to be honest, we know what's coming. Yes, Jesus is killed by the empire. Yes, empires fight wars. And yes, this habitual response is very destructive in the end. But we also know that resurrection, new life, is possible. That is what God has promised us, and that is what history has to teach us, and that is what we are called to usher in now in this moment. New life found in actions for peace and justice. Now, as we enter this new season, our practice and reflection is this: to wait, to pray, to discern within community, to listen to those most impacted, and to act from that place of knowing. Grace, we know what is coming. The question is, how will we choose to respond? With God's help, we will move forward with love. In community, we will not faint, but together we will stay awake. And together we may see his glory, the peace of Christ shining through each of us right here on earth. Amen.